Blog Talk Radio.
Back to the beginning to show everybody the plan of said I was going to spend the rest of these Bible studies, however long it takes, to go through the entire Bible, and that I was going to show y'all the word for word in the Bible, chapter and verse, of how God is making things work. We may not see it. Some of us don't see things because of the fact that a lot of us do not study. And everybody got people that they follow. One follow this person, and they'll stay there a while, and as soon as they don't like what that person's saying or teaching or preaching, they'll run over there to the other one. In other words, we just like a bumblebee. We're going from here to here to here to here to, and we are not really solid in anything. But there's one thing about it. God is solid as a rock. God is solid as a rock. Now, if you love the truth, you don't care where the truth come from if you love the truth. And therefore, we cannot be judgmental of no one. And I mean that. You cannot be judgmental of no one, because we all have faults. We all have sin. Some of us are still sinning. But Jesus died for it all. And that's what I want to show. So, we thank God for you. But let us go here. I want everybody to go back to the book of Genesis. And now we're at chapter 4. We're at chapter 4. And I'm going to read a little bit along as we go. It said here, chapter 4, verse 1. And Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain, and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. And she again bare his brother Abel. And Abel was a keeper of the sheep. But Cain was a tiller of the ground. And in my other android over here, just want to start talking. And in the process of time, it came to pass that, let me see here now, I got to get this thing right. In the process, it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. And Abel, he also brought of the firstlings of his flock and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and his offering. But unto Cain, his offering, he had not respect. And Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. And the Lord said unto Cain, why art thou wroth, and why is thy countenance fallen? If thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted? And if thou doest not well, sin lies at the door, and unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him. And then Genesis 4 and 8 said, and Cain talked with Abel, his brother. And it came to pass when they were in the field that Cain rose up against Abel, his brother, and slew him. And the Lord said unto Cain, where is Abel, thy brother? And he said, I know not. Am I my brother's keeper? And he said, what hast thou done? That's what God told Cain. What hast thou done? The voice of thy brother's blood cried unto me from the ground. And now art thou cursed from the earth, which hath opened her mouth to receive thy brother's blood from thy hand. When thou tillest the ground, it shall not henceforth yield unto thee her strength. A fugitive and a vagabond shalt thou be in the earth. And Cain said unto the Lord, my punishment is greater than I can bear. Behold, thou hast driven me out this day from the face of the earth, and from him the face shall I be hid, and I shall be a fugitive and a vagabond in the earth. And it shall come to pass that every one that findeth me shall slay me. And the Lord said unto him, therefore, whosoever slayeth Cain, vengeance shall be taken on him sevenfold. And the Lord set a mark upon Cain, and lest any finding him should kill him. Let's stop right there. Now, my brothers and sisters, we see here the first sin. Really, the first major sin after man was driven out of the garden, we see Cain as Adam's firstborn. You see, Satan was automatically, now remember, Satan knew what the prophecy had said. God said the devil going to become a man from the woman that was going to bruise his head, and he will bruise his heel. Satan knew this, so here we go. We got, on the one hand here, we got Cain, firstborn, man-child. Then Eve, again, second boy, Abel, the younger brother. We see both of them having occupation. Cain, he was a tiller of the ground. In other words, let's just say it like this. Cain was a farmer. Abel was a shepherd. He kept sheep. Nevertheless, we see when it came time to bring offerings unto the Lord, that Cain brought some of his produce that he had raised to God in offering. But he did not bring his best. He just scrapped together something and brought it and presented it unto the Lord. God was not pleased with that offering. But we see Abel, on the other hand, when it came to worshiping, he brought the first of his flock, the best. He brought the best to the Lord. And the Lord had respect to Abel's offering over Cain. My brothers and sisters, God wants your best. Let me say that again. God wants your best. In other words, starting with the early existence where sin came prevailing, we see Cain doing exactly what a lot of us do today. We just throw God something. We just grab something up and throw it to him. And we don't present it right, and it is not pleasing to the Lord. Your offering don't mean nothing when it don't come from the heart, and it's got to be your best, not your something that you don't want. You just throwing something together. Abel, on the other hand, he offered God the best, the first fruit, the best of the lamb, the best of his flock. And God was very pleased with that, showing us that your worship is given now. See, and then look at what happened. Look what the very first sin that was committed was Cain murdering his brother all because of worship. Do y'all see that? I just read it to you. It's in the book. We need to study to show ourselves approved. Cain killed Abel because of worship. Do y'all see that? Worship is given. People think that praise and worship, you know, I'm just going to church this Sunday, and I go there and you throw a couple of pennies on the table, and you say you don't worship. That ain't no worship. That ain't worship at all. Worship is giving God our best. When you give your offering, let it be the very best. Let's don't throw something. And a lot of times, it's our time. We don't give God no time. I mean, we say we love the Lord. You ask anybody that's been to church for a few years, they'll tell you, I love the Lord. Well, you sure don't show it, because you don't give him no time. And if you love him the way you say you do, you will give him some time. The Bible said, study to show thyself approved, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly divided the word of truth. My brothers and sisters, Cain killed his brother. And then if you look what God said after that, he said, Cain, where is thy brother? Now, you know what? God didn't ask him that question because he didn't know what was going on. But he always going to ask us. He want us to speak with our mouth. Confession comes from the mouth. Confession of sin bring forth salvation through belief in the Savior, Jesus Christ. So when he asked him that, God didn't ask him that because he didn't know where he was. But he wanted Cain to confess. Where is your brother? Cain said, am I my brother's keeper? I don't know where he is. You know, how am I supposed to know? See, he lied again. That's another lie. Because he knew he had killed his brother. He said, what is this that I have done, Cain? Your brother's blood cried from the ground. Now, listen at that, y'all. The blood, our very blood that flows through our veins, talks. Did you not hear what I said? Did you not hear what God just said? Your brother's blood cried from the ground for justice. See, you see another word called Abel was killed because of the fact that he pleased God more than Cain. And so this is what's going on to right now in this day and time, and what's going to lead up to the Antichrist that's soon to be released on this earth. Satan cares nothing about your money. Satan cares nothing about your produce and your clothes and your dimes and jewelry. Satan wants your worship. This whole scenario that's about to come upon this world is all about worship. Satan had always wanted to be worshiped. He wanted that worship. That's what got him thrown out of heaven. So this is what it's all about, y'all. Don't let nobody fool y'all. Talking about, oh, the banking system and the economy and all. Satan ain't studying that. He wants our worship. It's all about worship. As we can see here with Cain and Abel. Abel was killed because his worship was more higher than Cain. And because of that, the jealousy, Cain couldn't stand it. Because God smiled on Abel, he couldn't stand it, and so he slew him. People, you got to be careful, because we are slaying people every day. You got people in the ministry, and that's one thing I don't do. I don't try to attack nobody else's ministry. I don't care how many followers another person have. Hey, that's fine with me. Many men are going to tell the truth from the Bible, like it is, and I ain't going to add nothing. here to entertain. I'm not here to entertain. And so, therefore, I don't have any reason to be jealous of nobody else's ministry. Now, just because I may not have no large following, that don't mean nothing. If not but one person get this and it helps them to find the way, it's all worth it. So I don't have to be like Cain and trying to kill nobody because of God pleasing, God smiling on their ministry. We have to wait on our ministry people. God sends you who you need, when you need them, and at the right, proper time. You don't have to worry about a whole lot of folks. Because 9 times out of 10, if you think about it, Jesus had 12 disciples, and one of them was the devil. So you can imagine. So that means to me statistically that the more people you have with you, the more devils you're going to end up with too. So you just take that as the law of averages. 1 out of 12 is going to be a devil. So if you got 24 followers, that means you got 2 devils in there somewhere. So, hey, don't rock the boat. Don't rock the boat. So, my brothers and sisters, if we see here now that after that God had driven Adam and Eve out of the garden and he placed the angel at the east to protect the way of the tree of life, we thank God that God protected the way of the tree of life. And I'm going to tell y'all something that you may not even believe. God put that angel at that tree of life to keep Adam and Eve away from it. Not because he didn't love them anymore. It was because he did love them. And God, if God had allowed Adam and Eve to get to the tree of life, and if they'd have ate from the tree of life, they'd have lived forever. And guess what? Sin would always be forever. So God was protecting us yet and still because he did not allow them to get to the tree of life. And that way he would be able to come down and redeem man. But you see, if they had got to the tree of life, they would have lived forever. And sin would have been forever with us. And God didn't want that. And that's why he kept the way of the tree of life. My brothers and sisters, we come now to the end of the trip of the fall of man and the first murder, Cain killing his brother, all because of worship. Let me say that again, y'all. Satan wants worship. Don't be surprised. Don't listen to all this stuff on the news about the Antichrist. He's going to be the economy and this. That's, Satan could care less about all that. It's about your worship. Who you going to worship? And I'm going to tell you this. If you remember, Satan even went to Jesus. He said, if you would just fall down and worship me. You see that? He won't worship. Satan is so jealous of God, so envious of God. If he can get one of us to disobey and give homage to Satan, to himself, Satan think he done did a great thing. God came into this dark world in the form of a man, Emmanuel. We said God with us, and his name was Jesus. Because there was nobody else worthy. Couldn't nobody else do it. Because the only somebody was sinless is God himself. Think about it. So God had to get off of his throne, put on an earth suit like mine, come into this dark world, and redeem us from the sin that Cain committed, the first murder, and it was all about worship. Fast forward to now, it's still the same way. It's all about worship. Because people will get jealous of you because of your devotion to God. Yes, sir. People will get jealous of you today, but if you are upright and trying to do the best you can, giving your time and your money, that's worship to the Lord God. That's what pleases him. All this other stuff, God don't care about how many scriptures you can quote. That don't mean nothing to God. God wants some sincere church doors closed. I had a friend. She said she believed God closed these churches because they wasn't doing nothing. And I'm about to agree with her. Because I have seen more genuineness since this pandemic with the church door closed. People have come more closer together and doing the right thing since the doors of the church were closed. All about worship. You see, now we know the real deal about coming together. The Bible said, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together. See, but we had forsaken that. We were just going to church as a ritual. Tradition. This is why we were going to church. There was no genuine love, care, or concern. But see, the pandemic changed that thing. The pandemic changed that thing. Now, when God break this pandemic, and people, we do be allowed to go back into the four doors of the walls of that church, we're going to know how to act this time. I guarantee you, there's going to be some genuineness. There's going to be some genuineness because we see what happened in 2020. Brothers and sisters, I believe 2021 is going to be a breakout year. I do believe that we might still have COVID-19. I do believe we're going to have it in 2021, at least at the beginning. But I do believe that there's going to be a breaking point, and it's going to solve the whole issue of COVID-19. And just as with Cain and Abel, when Cain killed Abel, God came down, and he put a mark on Cain that would no man see. He even took care of Cain, the sinner. God was taking care of him, keeping him safe from anybody killing him that would meet him because of the vengeance and because of the justice that God had placed upon him. And God said, no man will lay a hand on Cain. In other words, that's just like us, y'all. That's essentially what God did for us. He put a mark on us as his children. And as we accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, that mark is placed on us. No, we are no longer under bondage of sin. We are broken free, and we thank God for it. I want to say that I have reached out. In a video, I was trying to reach my buddy JT, as well as a few other of my past, because brothers and sisters, and we was counted as friends and everything, and we hope that we will get in contact with him very soon. So we will stop the Bible study here at the point of where God told Cain to pass judgment. But to let y'all know, thus far, this is what it's all about. Remember, Satan is all about wanting your worship, and only your worship. Don't be fooled by all this other stuff getting the news that you hear in the news about. It's about this oil. It's about this factory. No, 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 no. With Satan, it is about our worship. It is about our worship. And so, brothers and sisters, we thank you, and we thank God for each and every one of you. We will continue this on next week, Bible study, and seeing that it's going to be Christmas Eve, I might do a Christmas Eve special Bible study. In other words, I'll break away from our trip through the Bible, and I'm going to do a little surprise, something for Christmas Eve. So with that being said, this is Benny Man saying peace and good night to all of you. Amen.